Well, the four Irish citizens who have been detained in Cairo for almost 2 weeks are due to appear, or were due to appear, before a prosecutor there today. The four members of the Halawa family, three sisters and a brother, became trapped in the Al Fatah Mosque after taking part in a protest there, and they were subsequently detained and have been detained ever since. Joining me on the line is their sister, Noseba Halawa. Noseba, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
What is the latest news? Do you know, have they appeared in court or what's been happening in Cairo?
They wouldn't put them in the court now. They will, there's a chief prosecutor, they go into the, he's coming to the place that's called As-Salam, which is Ibrahim Kit there. It's a military jail, and they're going to bring the girls in the same place as well, and they're gonna question them again, I think, and they, in the end, they're gonna see, like, say if they're gonna put them again for 15 days or they're gonna release them.
So this is a hearing to decide whether their detention will continue or not.
Yeah.
So it is possible that after this hearing today, they might be released.
Yeah. We hope that. That's all we have. Like, we, since they took them, we have a hope that maybe today they would release them.
And are they being looked after by the Department of Foreign Affairs? Are they?
Yeah. There's two people from the embassy, the council, and another person is is with them today, because one of them is going to be with Ibrahim and one is going to be with my sisters, because they're going to separate them when they put it, like, questioning them today and ask.
And do you know about their state of mind at the moment? I know your mother was able to see them last weekend. Your sister is out there at the moment. So what do you know about their state of mind?
You mean, like, how they're doing?
Yes, how they're doing.
Yeah, Ibrahim is, like, I think my mom was, like, she's feeling Ibrahim is under too much depression as well, because he is by himself there. We heard as well that yesterday, the day before yesterday, someone brought a paper for a group of people there, and they asked them to sign. Some of this paper is just an empty paper, and they have to sign it. And some of this is a paper has some charges, and they have to sign it. So we're so worried about if that Ibrahim signed that paper or not. As well, like, being there by himself, he doesn't know what's going on next, where they're going to move him. Sometimes they try to scare them and say to them, okay, because the 30th of this month, the anti-COVID groups calling for protests all over the world and Egypt. So they were telling them that day, we will open the jail and we're going to kill everyone there, and we're going to say that that you was trying to run.
And they have been threatened, obviously. So do they have legal representation? Do they have local legal representation?
Yeah, they have a lawyer, and we get a second one as well to be with Ibrahim today, because if they're going to be separated, there has to be a lawyer with each one of them. So we have two lawyers now that following this case.
And are these lawyers going to be able to do anything? I mean, has normal law effectively gone out the window?
Normal law, they wouldn't. If we are in a normal situation, they can't keep them for 1 hour, you know? They should release them since they took them that from the mosque. But we are now, we don't have a law, we don't follow any law. So we don't know what's, like, even when I was speaking to the lawyer, it was like, he was saying it's no law anymore, it's just a political. So if they want to politically bring them out, they will do. If they doesn't want, they wouldn't do it.
And is there a third option? Is there a possibility that they might be released on bail of some kind, but forced to stay in the country to answer charges later on at some point?
We don't think that, or we don't hope as well that they will do that, because I think they doesn't want anyone in the country anymore. Like, they want people to, they're afraid to put the people in the street so the people will go out and protest. That's why they keep taking people to the jail every day. Like, you know, so we hope that maybe if they release them, they will ask them to go back to Ireland.
When would you expect to get news about what has happened today?
We hope maybe after lunchtime, that what we're hoping, because he's supposed to meet them today at 10 o'clock, the chief prosecutor, but he didn't come until now. So they're still waiting. I was just in the call with the solicitor 10 minutes ago, and he said they're still waiting since morning there. Him and the council and everybody's waiting for the chief prosecutor. So we don't know what's going to... We're waiting. We're still waiting. We hope maybe at lunchtime he will finish. After that... We still doesn't have a clue, like, what time he will finish.
Are you optimistic? Are you pessimistic? Or do you just have no idea what's going to happen?
I have no idea what's going to happen. We just, all we have is the hope that they will release them.
Okay, well, we will see what happens. Nasaba, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Nasaba Halawa, the sister of the four Irish citizens being detained in Cairo.